Rossi and Cream on Hail Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning.
Tied at four. Kraken had a 4-2 lead, but a pair of 6-on-5 goals. Here come the Kraken. This is Larson. Right circle. Walks in. Scores! Adam Larson, the game on his stick. Down the right side, and the Kraken get the extra point. 5-4 in Big D.
Boldy's got it. 5 seconds left. What a breakaway. Can Boldy win it? In a low Vanacek with Beckett. He scores! He scores! Matt Boldy with 0 seconds left on the clock. Beat the buzzer, and the Wild win in overtime. 2-1 here in New Jersey.
3-2, two outs, top nine. U.S. down a run. Otani set. Trout ready. The 3-2 pitch. Trout swings and misses. And Japan wins the 2023 WBC. Otani fires his helmet towards the dugout. He's mobbed on the mound by his teammates. And Japan goes undefeated in winning the championship tonight. 3-2.
I was going to say, if Japan wins this game and Shane does not use the call on the Japanese radio network, I would have been a little disappointed.
That's your guy. He's been my ride or die for like 12 years. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Today
he's yours. I mean,
I'll take him. I'll put him in my pocket.
I mean, it started with the baby voice.
Well, it started with the inside voice because tunes. He was bumping tunes this morning.
He was like, "What's sorry?" What?
It's like the girl in Pitch Perfect.
And you guys say I'm a quiet talker. It's like I didn't hear a word he said. He's 4 feet.
So do I need to like put a little bit of compression on my voice?
Compression? What the world is compression?
Like
shorts, those tight little ooh babies people wear under their jersey?
Maybe EQ it a little bit, take the high end out.
What is compression?
Maybe put the low end up a little bit.
Same thing.
Yeah. I mean, how does that sound? Do I sound pretty bassy?
Maybe we'll pump you up with an air compressor.
No.
Is that more my inside voice?
No, actually not so much. Who do you think's in a worse mood? You or Dana Altman?
Ooh. Too soon?
No, he was just being crappy. Well, at least
sorry that Chucky Hepburn made a shot with 50 seconds to go.
He's pretty clutch. He's pretty clutch.
Well, and not only just that, I'm thinking more from, hey, you know, you're still only down like what, one at this point, and you have 50 seconds. Like, let's not blame 3,000 fans for your demise.
I don't even know why I got started here, except for Shane was a little crabby. At least Altman said he was in a bad mood. He's like, I'm not in a very good mood. You can tell.
We do like transparency from our head coaches.
Hey, can I read you something, though, real quick?
Yeah, let's hear it.
My man goes, if it's me, then make the change. Make the change. Somebody will hire me somewhere. Last time I did that, and he's a good friend. We just had breakfast a month and a half ago. He came in 2 days later. He said, I think I'm going
to
call you on
your
bluff.
Familiar face to the area.
Yeah, he goes, somebody will hire me somewhere. I'll go coach junior ball. I love junior college ball. Those guys are dogs. They want to be in the gym all the time. I love those guys. But 3,300 people from Wisconsin? Do you like my voice?
Yep.
You should hear me read the
kids. You're buying in.
You should hear me read the kids. It's fantastic. They're like, this dude's a clown. But we love him because he's a nerd. I'm disappointed. And I appreciate the people who came. But 3,300 people who did come? Great. Sure. I appreciate them. The people who have stuck with us. Again, I'm not a promoter. I'm not out in public. I don't have Twitter and all that stuff. My job is to coach. My man said, if it's me, then make the change. Make the change. Somebody will hire me somewhere. Okay, D. Apparently Shrewsbury to Oregon.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I'm not.
Drop it down.
No.
Dana Altman to Providence.
No. Dude, like who goes there?
Yeah.
My favorite.
Whose fault is that? Yeah, whose fault is it that you don't want to be on social media, that you don't want to promote your program?
That's my guy, so I'm riding with him, but I get it.
Whose fault is that?
It's Coach DA's.
It's Coach DA's fault.
But listen, he says, I'm not in a very good mood.
And I get
that. You can tell.
And I get that. Yeah. But striking down on the fan base because you're in a bad mood?
You want the
tell us how you really feel.
You want the death knell? You see the commitment that Wisconsin makes with cheerleaders, the band. We make a commitment. Don't get me wrong. But you can just see how important it is to them. okay.
Dana Altman's everything.
Okay, DA. Yes.
Yeah, that's not the best look.
Yeah, that one's probably going to leave
him. It's going to haunt him.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Be a couple job openings here.
Well, you know, in the world of
is Oregon NIL, a good basketball job? Oregon's a good basketball
job.
Yeah,
especially because Nike was established there, so they have the best equipment.
I had a coach.
A lot of good facility money.
I literally just had a coach tell me, if Oregon is recruiting a kid, we won't because they can just pay for him. How about that?
Well, and if you want to go back to what I was about to say with NIL money, if you pee off the fans.
Pee off?
Let's just say.
I think you can say tinkle on there.
I'm not going to say tinkle. You're a tinkle guy. I know you are.
I said the P word a couple times.
Yeah, and it's cool.
It won't even type it in my phone.
I like to keep it fresh, keep it groovy.
I was talking about an event that currently happened, and I said, I bet he's off. And it on my phone, it went P, star, 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 star. Did it give me the ED or just the D?
It automatically starred your phone?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I think my phone knows, like, you know.
Well, I don't ever text expletives, but my phone doesn't do that.
Yeah. You're not afraid to drop them.
No. Not at all.
The one especially, I heard, the one I, the one this morning the one them. This morning was kind of uncalled for. I was like, "Well, where'd that come from?"
Oh, it hit me at home because I was a baseball player.
Yeah,
and yeah. and this I just kind of threw that out there, and everybody's like, "What's he talking about? What about baseball? What is this? What is that? Is it about the Huskers and Creighton? Is it about the World Baseball Classic? What is it about?"
Major League Baseball.
Oh, people do make jumps in baseball.
A lot.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah, okay.
Ask any baseball player that wasn't highly recruited out of high school. Did you start at D3 and stay at D3?
Okay.
Did you start in JUCO?
Okay.
And stay in JUCO?
Yeah.
Did you only play for 2 years and then say, I'll go to Nebraska and just be a student? People make jumps in baseball all the time. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, man, the game down at the ballpark on Coffee and Cream this morning. Good morning. Full disclosure, it may be one of those shows. You were up late catching up. I was
really late.
I was thoroughly enjoying Kraken comeback. I don't even know.
Yeah, how about a little puck on ice in our intro?
Yeah. I love when people say 6-on-5.
Yeah, I think it's good.
You don't hear it a ton, and it's like, wait a minute.
I carry the two.
A couple of 6-on-5 goals, but it was just weird. I even, just because I'm taking advantage of what my television setup affords me, I watched the Padres play softball in an exhibition against the Rockies.
That's kind of cool.
I mean,
not often you can do that.
It's, you know.
How did you do that? Was it just on regular television?
It's, you
did
know.
Did you look it up on YouTube?
No. It says, I don't know if you can read this.
I can't read.
And so,
oh,
it gives me
sure.
Yeah, some options and stuff. So that's kind of why I'm a sports nerd. Because, I mean, it's everything. I even have a DAZN pass for, like, boxing. DAZN.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a promotion company.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I can get super specific.
Yeah, I used to pay for Stream Pass. Have you ever?
Stream Pass?
Have you ever heard of that?
I like when you have kind of the furrowed brow. It's like you're serious. Like, Stream
Pass? Have
you
seen Stream Pass?
No, I haven't seen.
Have you heard of Stream Pass? No, I got to watch all the UFC fights on Stream Pass.
So did you not during – I should know, so forgive me. I've never practiced Catholicism. Is it like the – is it the TV? Is it RCA? What did you
RCIA.
Say
RCIA.
RCIA.
Rite of Christian Initiation –
Association? I always think association when I hear it. Don't laugh. I'm just asking.
No, I'm trying to figure out what the A is for now.
It's not Christian Association?
RCIA, right?
I don't know why I thought it was RCA except for the television or for the TV. Do they is RCA still a brand, Shane? Anyway, were you tempted to not to want to watch the game? No wonder we didn't know.
The Husker Creighton game?
Yeah.
It was on the table.
Really?
Yeah, in the meetings.
So I don't know. So
I didn't have the sound on, obviously.
So my buddy, Degenerate Aaron, he was – I shouldn't call him.
I just got myself in trouble.
He's an Aaron. His name is just Aaron, but he's my wrestling guy. We talk about – he's a total foodie. He's the guy who showed me the cool knife that I showed you on TikTok the other day that I want to buy. Apparently his brother has one of those,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the tomahawk knife.
Yeah, I need that thing. But anyway, it would have helped me with the brisket this weekend. They didn't cut it right.
Did you trim it?
Or I didn't. I thought they did. That's why I was watching the trimming video during the break yesterday.
Yes.
And I was like, mine didn't look like that.
You're like, oh, mine had a lot of
fun. But I'm not good. You know, I got to get better at some things. But anyway, he didn't know if you could. He was looking for a Nebraska Public Media live app. And I know sometimes, like, when I'm out of, like, if I've been at my in-laws, like, in Gothenburg, and I wanted to, it just so happens, like, I wanted to watch things that were on Nebraska.
NBBS.
Yeah. And so to get them set up and use the live, I don't know if on the app you can watch live broadcast, but I'm like, wait a minute. Aren't you at home? Like, you can just go to it.
Now
so he sent me a screenshot of his television. And I think he has YouTube. It looked like YouTube, although his background is a lot. It's one syllable, cool. Is it more cool or cooler than mine? It's cooler than mine. Not to go all Luke Reimer.
Yes.
More faster. But God bless. See, I love Luke. Luke could say
anything, practically anything.
Oh, me hate cheese. And I'd be like, oh, that's okay. It's a staple for me, but it's
me
okay.
Hate most things.
if you don't like cheese, which is my favorite, it's okay, Luke. Anyway, like, his background was a lot cooler than mine. But, I need to change my TV setup. And I probably see better, too. His contrast was nice.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm just having a moment. Do you think you can't record?
So, yeah, I was watching the game live on YouTube TV.
We're talking about Nebraska Baseball Creighton.
Yep. And I was on PBS, right? Public Media, not PBS.
The channel that Shane was watching cartoons on.
Is
yesterday
that Nebraska
morning.
Public Media?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
great people. Shout out Gavin Felix.
I hit
Felix.
Almost every button right there. That it allowed me to hit to try to find a way to record it, and it said only watch now. It would not let me record.
Are you YouTube?
YouTube.
Is that your streamer?
Mm-hmm.
Could you add it to your library?
No. And I don't know if it was because it was already live. Or what? But it
they might
not.
Have some fancy rights. I
and
mean,
I
they're
looked,
they're pretty smart.
So it's funny that you say that because before I left, I had to do my due diligence because I'm like, this is a game I can't miss. So I.
Why'd you say it like that?
Well, because it was
this is a game I can't.
Yeah, it was
miss.
An entertaining game, right?
Who am I missing?
And so
depends. When did you watch it?
Well, I watched it at 8:30 in the second inning last night.
I couldn't believe when you're texting me, you're starting. I'm like, why don't you just go to the funny part that I told you to start?
No,
at?
I had and to listen to the whole thing.
So you had to go all the way back.
I had to go all the way back because I watched the first two innings of that game before I could leave.
Yeah.
And Ashley was great. She's like, you can stay home. I know this game's important for you guys to talk about tomorrow. I'm like, no, it's fine. I'll try to record it. And then when I couldn't record it, I'm like, man, all right, I'm just going to pause it and hope and pray. Shout out upstairs. Hope and pray.
Shout out, JC.
That when I come home, it's just going to resume right where I paused it.
Yeah.
And then I get a call from you, which is kind of rare in the evening, I would say.
I'm not on my phone.
You're more than anything. You probably text me more than you call me.
I'm not.
So you call me, and I'm like, oh, man, what is – there has to be something important or childish. And so I sent DB a voicemail, and I texted him right away. I'm like, hey, I'm at RCIA. I'll call you when I'm done. You're like, oh, you don't have to. I'll just text you. And you start blowing up my phone with – funny things, funny childish things, and I'm like,
it's not childish.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. The one game that I could have sat home and watched, but no, I decided to go to RCIA. A lot of fun happens throughout that game.
So we got into a little bit. It wasn't spirited, but we certainly don't agree. I feel like this game would be better attended if it were a couple of top 25, just good programs, right? Because, I mean, Nebraska's clamoring for a winner, and Creighton has their loyal fan support. You're like, bro,
it's
Tuesday night and it's cold. Move it to a weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really?
Yep. I think if you play this game not during the literal school year for kids in town.
When should a Nebraska-Creighton rivalry be scheduled in your eye? With conference scheduling, is it a non-con game?
I think it's one of those just one-off games that you can mix in.
Well, apparently it's a three-off.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a three-off, but yeah, you bounce around.
Maybe you just go back to home and away.
If you play the Deuce. Right? If you go back to two, you can get a – now I'm starting to think, like, even if you
can't play that game on a weekend unless it's a non-con, right?
Right. And scheduling wouldn't match up if you had a so-called bye week. So, yeah, you have to play the game during the week. If the temperature was warmer, you have more people there on a Tuesday night, no matter what.
We didn't even talk about it on yesterday's show. Now, maybe that's on us. Mm-hmm. But vibing with the way the show went, it was just like,
spring practice kind of took precedence over a lot of other things, and then we just kind of went throughout the show with.
So I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's over, right? And I don't know, we were here late yesterday for a multitude of reasons. Which, by the way, I apparently have a 10 o'clock now.
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
He's getting promoted.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard you were running your mouth. You want to come see me? Yeah, off to the principal's office we go.
I swear he punched me first.
Story of my life. There wasn't the buzz. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's on us as media. But we also can't generate. We can't make our interests, listener and reader and digital, because apparently people didn't know that there's a difference between digital platforms and print, but that's a different conversation. But we can't make that our thing, but it wasn't on my radar until about 11:30. And I just watched spring training. Like, I love baseball. Mm-hmm.
And the World Baseball Classic Final was last night. It was carrying a lot of weight because we've been seeing it progress over weeks now.
How fitting was that they lost, though? I mean, that was so World Baseball Classic.
And how magical was it to see?
Wasn't all that
Angel versus Angel?
Wasn't all that magical?
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Seeing Shohei Ohtani against Mike Trout, two of the best in the game.
At no point, maybe the first swing and miss, he was close after that.
Oh, Shohei was blowing it by him.
Dude, how about
blowing it?
I was talking to Wrestling Cody, and we were texting back and forth during WBC, and he's like, 3-2 slider. How about the filth and stones to throw that thing? And I was like, yeah, he missed it by about 8 inches, too. So
yeah, I was about to say, the command on Shohei Ohtani's pitches are unmatched.
Who doesn't just pump it at... Smoltzy told a story during the broadcast. He goes, yeah, you know, Sasaki was telling, you know, about the first time he saw Shohei Ohtani. He's like, he's in a bullpen doing a session. He touches one-on-one. And he comes out and he takes BP and he hits a ball 118 miles an hour off the barrel.
440 feet.
And I was like, I felt like it was like Mercy Me. Is it Mercy Me or Casting Crowns? I get them confused. But who sings I Can Only Imagine? Like, I can only imagine what it would be like.
Is that that's Mercy Me.
To touch triple digits.
Mercy Me is a great, great song. The other song, the original one.
Well, the song's not called Mercy Me. The
group
is Mercy.
I Can Only Imagine is Mercy Me.
I can. Shane. Hey, man, I told you earlier, we're not cool right now.
Yeah, there it is. Saw that coming.
So you
from a mile away.
First of all, congratulations on talking through your headsets like a producer. Second of all, you can only talk to Andrew. You're on.
So do I get to talk like in mono here, like on the left side here, since you're on the left
over
there?
He's asking if he can talk in mono on the left side.
Whatever compression
that makes
isn't.
Makes no sense.
He said that makes no sense.
It's the story of his.
I don't know if you can hear him because you don't want
to. Story of his life.
You tuned out.
Do you realize he hasn't even told me I'm not in the
in stream?
Do you want me to come in the stream now?
You can do whatever you like.
He knew it.
That's a better song.
Do whatever you like.
I do like T.I. How crazy is it that I drop a T.I. in a
Mercy Me in a matter of a minute? Yeah. Yeah, because they're on the same wavelength.
Hey, man, some people just call it range. So
they both make good money.
I don't know. Like, I think if Nebraska, let's say Nebraska's top, what do you want to give them?
22. They're 22nd in the nation.
Nice number. But who's more apt to be in the top 25, Creighton or Nebraska?
This year, Creighton.
But I don't know. Nebraska should be pretty good.
That's the key word.
On paper.
Should,
no, I understand. On paper, that's a good roster.
Right.
They are underachieving right now, mm-hmm. especially on the bump. That is the elephant in the room. Like, the inability to get people out after a starter is you're trending. Right? But Creighton, do we have a problem by saying relative to the conference they play in? Because I feel like that's the thing.
No.
Because Creighton's won like 7 out of the last 8 and like 4 in a row. So we can't keep saying that.
Right. I agree.
Right. Like, I'm just saying, like, at some point.
We got to get past that.
No, it's Bo. It is what it is.
So, I'll take it.
So why are we so quick to say that, though?
Why are we so quick to say Creighton?
If who
is?
Was because I simply said, I said, well, who's more apt to be top 22? And you said, well, Nebraska.
And it all go. No, I said Creighton. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I put them at 22.
So why when Creighton is beating Nebraska, do we assume? Is it because of the opportunities? Is it because of the non-con?
I kind
of
look at it more
because I really don't know. I thought about this a ton this morning.
Yeah, and it's not. I don't think it's that much about strength of schedule. I think it is about where you play, who you play against.
Yeah.
And as you said, they're a team that is underachieving. This Nebraska team is a group that if they figured it out, they would be successful in the Big Ten. But we can't keep going with these ifs or shoulds.
Yeah, it reminds me of Satterfield's line about
right.
If you have to keep telling me what a player should do at some point, you can't coach.
Right. But if you look at Duke basketball this year and all the promise that they've had.
Well, this will be good, a Duke analogy.
Right? And they underperformed for most of the year. And then they got hot at the right time. This is a team that if they do get hot, they will accrue wins. Uh-oh. But that's not it right now. If you're taking a team in this game, frankly, Nebraska was the better team last night.
Yeah.
And just because of a few mistakes late in that game, they ended up losing.
Yeah.
We'll continue it next.